Hi, welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for Wednesday, the 1st of March. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Pleasure to be here. It's been a massive week here in New South Wales for harness racing.
Yeah, how did you enjoy last Saturday night?
Yeah, the Miracle Mile meeting at Menangle was certainly one of the best Miracle Miles I've attended, and I've been going to plenty ever since I was a little girl. The crowd on track was just sensational, and I've never heard such a vocal crowd at Menangle. It sort of brought back memories of Harold, the Miracle Mile at Harold Park. But yeah, I thought it was a fantastic night of racing, some really good horses going around, and yeah, it was very exciting to see.
And you're on top selection, won the main race there, Lenny the Shark at the good odds. I hope you had something on.
Yeah, I sure did. I've got to put my money where my mouth is, Simon. And Lenny, I just, you know, the thing that I really like about Lenny, and particularly for this Miracle Mile, is his toughness. And I just thought he would have the right toughness to win this race. And, you know, look, he ended up producing one of the toughest Miracle Mile victories at Menangle on Saturday night. You know, he sat parked in a quality field, and he went on to rate a career best 149.2 to win that Grand Circuit race. So, look, he certainly put all the issues he had during the Inter-Dominion in Perth behind him, and he certainly won with purpose on Saturday night. And surprisingly, it was both Chris Alford's and David Aiken's first Miracle Mile win, and it's a race they've, you know, both wanted to win for a long time. Obviously, David Aiken, he's originally from Bankstown, so he's been, you know, going to the Miracle Mile since he was a little kid. And Chris Alford's one of, you know, Australasia's most successful drivers, having won, you know, over 5,000 races. So surprising for him to have not won a Miracle Mile, really. But, I think crowd-wise, they on record, they've come out and said Menangle, they had more than 10,000 people there, which was more than what they had at Randwick during the day to watch Winx. But obviously, they, you know, the weather would have prevented some of those numbers. But, certainly fantastic crowd, and, plenty of top horse flesh to attract the followers too. So, I don't know, did you want to recap some of the other highlights of the night, Simon?
Well, yeah, I just on the Miracle Mile, though, they were expecting a mile rate that quick of 149.2.
I think they were thinking they would eclipse the current record.
Is that Smoke and Up's record?
No, it's Have Faith in Me's record of 147.5, which he set in the last year's Miracle Mile. A few factors. You know, they in this year, on Saturday night, they come out of the gate in 24.8, which is the equal fastest first 400 metres at Menangle. So that's absolutely flying. Like, horses just don't do that. So, and admittedly, the horse that did all that work going forward, Hector JJ, he needed a bit of a rest. So that second quarter, he went 30.3. So that's where they lost that quick time. But the rest of the race was quite fast. But, they thought that they would, the Menangle staff thought they could break the 147.5. But obviously, there was rain during the day as well, which made the track a bit heavier than what it probably should have been. But, still very fast time.
And Smolder got close.
Yeah, very close. I thought his run the week before in the Miracle Mile Prelude was extremely tough. You know, he sat outside them and was just beaten. They ran a really fast time. So I thought with the right run, he could be a big danger. And he certainly was. You know, it wasn't much between them at all.
So Mark Purden wouldn't have been too disappointed with Lazarus. He just couldn't pick back the eventual winner.
Yeah, you wouldn't think he'd be too disappointed at all. Like, I know he's the horse has won the New Zealand Cup as well as the Victoria Cup against, you know, these free-for-all horses. But for a four-year-old to go into that Miracle Mile on Saturday night, you know, against those really seasoned Grand Circuit horses, it is a tough ask. And at the end of it, you know, he was only beaten 2 metres, so he wasn't far off them at all. And, you know, the last quarter was 25.9, so to sort of peel off a horse and then get momentum again and try and go faster than that is almost mathematically impossible. So, Mark Purden trained the second, third and fourth placed horses, so he's got to be happy with that.
And he had winners elsewhere on the card. Party On winning the Oaks Vault. She was the one that we'd highlighted about 6 weeks ago as the real Oaks filly, what wasn't she?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, she ran, I think it was I can't recall exactly if it was Australian or Australasian. We'll just stick with Australian for the point of this. But she ran an Australian fillies record when she won the Race Memorial at Menangle, and I just thought, oh, here we go. This is the next Oaks filly. And, you know, it was a top field. You know, Spectacular was brave in defeat as well. And there was a few hard luck stories in the race. But, yeah, Party On, certainly a very classy filly with a big future ahead. And, yeah, Mark Purden and Nat Rasmussen, they had a good night at the track, obviously. They won the Ladyship Mile as well with a Piccadilly Princess. She just beat Freese. That was a good battle to see those two mares going head-to-head up the home straight. And, obviously, they trained the trifecta in the New South Wales Derby. Vincent won with Mark Purden in the gig, and he's a very lovely animal. He went 154.5, which was just 1/10 outside of the record for the 2,400 metres there. Ultimate Machete was close behind in second. Natalie drove him. And Modu Meteor was third with Dexter Dunn on board. So, a good night for the All-Star stable.
And the other group one on the card was the Bohemia Crystal Free for All, won by Tactate.
Yeah, so, you know, some people argue there should be a sprint lane at Menangle, but he was a horse that certainly didn't need it. He got a fantastic run, inside run, and it was a good win for Amanda Turnbull and her horse, Tactate. And have faith in me for Mark and Natalie Rasmussen. He ran second, and, you know, he had to do it the tough way outside them, and he was quite brave in defeat as well. And there was also the Group 1 trot race on the card as well, Simon, which was won by Dead Cat Bounce, and the horse was driven by Chris Alford. So Chris walked away from Menangle with a big smile on his face that night.
So what happened to Will Parko in the trot?
To be honest, I don't know. He finished sort of midfield and was just, amongst... He was, you know, three wide with the trail and finished midfield. So not entirely sure. They did zip home a quick last quarter. So maybe that, you know, it's a bit hard for the horses from behind to make ground off that. But, he ended up finishing eighth. And, the other Victorian Dead Cat Bounce took home the cash.
Yeah, well, it was a wonderful night of racing, that's for sure, wrapping up the Sky Racing Carnival of Miracles. Yesterday at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, Jack Traynor brought up his 200th winner.
Yeah, he sure did. So, the win was brought up. He drove the trotting filly Saxon Rose. And Traynor, he actually went on to win another two races on the program, so walked away with a treble. And for listeners that don't know Jack, he's a top guy. He's a Kiwi, and he's been in Australia for a few years now. He's only 22, and he began working in Australia for Shane Tritton, and prior to that spent many years working for Cran Dalgetty over in New Zealand. But since he worked for Shane, Jack then worked for Kevin Pizzuto, and he now works for Blake Fitzpatrick, who trained two of Jack's three winners yesterday. So, and Jack actually has a couple of important drives for Blake at Wagga this weekend. It's Wagga's Carnival of Cups meeting, Simon, and Jack's driving McSentis in the Wagga Derby for Blake Fitzpatrick, and also She's Sugar Sweet in the Wagga Oaks. So, and he also has a drive in the Wagga Cup for Shane Sanderson on Tijuana Bromac. So, big night for Jack at Wagga. But I know he was you know, sitting on 199 wins for a week or 2 weeks, and he thought he was jinxed and he wasn't going to get his 200. So he's a very relieved man to get his 200 winners yesterday.
I noticed that Parramatta's lining up in the Wagga Cup on Saturday night.
Yes, sure is. And isn't the favourite either. It's a really good race at Wagga on Saturday night, Simon. The Wagga Cup has now been elevated to Group 3 status and is worth $30,000. So has attracted a top field. The favourite for the race is Brallo's Pass. He's currently $2.50 with Tab fixed odds. He won the race last year. And it's it's attracted Sydney siders like Sean Trey, which is fresh from winning the Canberra Cup, and Chris Geary will drive him. Mojo Major as well for the Kerri-Ann Turner stable. And Kerri-Ann and Robbie Morris are taking a few horses down, Simon, to that meeting, including the unhobbled pacer, I Am Serengeti. He's racing in the Wagga Derby, and this horse actually won at Menangle on just yesterday. He went 152.1, which was an equal personal best time for him. So he's certainly going into that feature race in good form.
So unhobbled, that's just what it sounds like. It's a pacer that doesn't have the hobble straps.
Exactly right. So, you know, hobbles can be vital, and there's different measurements in the hobbles, and, you know, within inches apart. And, you know, some horses, if the horse doesn't have the right hobble length, it can actually be detrimental to that horse's performance. So, you know, and they're there to, you know, keep the horse in the pacing gate. That's what they're utilised for. But some horses, like Ava Nova, he's one in particular, and I'm Serengeti, they can go around unhobbled. So it just, just makes it that bit easier for them.
Okay. Have you got a best bet for Wagga on Saturday night?
Yeah, I sure do, Simon. I really like In the Cup Race, which is race 6, number 5, Spare Me Days. This horse, he went super at Menangle on Saturday night. He sat parked when they ran some time for the 2400 metres, and he finished third. It was a pretty good run. Brad Hewitt's back on board driving him. He knows his horse really well, and I think can take home the cash in the main one at Wagga on Saturday night.
Okay, Spare Me Days in the Cup. Good stuff. Thanks very much for your help, Amanda. Always good to talk to you. Enjoy Wagga this Saturday night, and I suppose we'll preview Wagga on Saturday morning.
Yeah, you sure will. Courtney Rees, who is from the Riverina area and the Riverina harness racing expert, she'll be giving the preview for Wagga on Saturday morning, so she'll be very excited. It'll be a meeting that she looks forward to most. But yeah, we'll be previewing the entire card on Saturday at around 10:30 a.m.
Well, we'll chat about the winners this time next week in the podcast.
Yes, sounds good, Simon.
Thanks very much for your help, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead.
Will do. Thank you.